Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Let me just repeat that. Only about half of the 3- and 4-year-olds in America are enrolled in early childhood education. But we continue to make progress.
Ooh, double it. Double everything. Double ice cream, double napkins.
I'm a capitalist. I think these people should be able to go out and make a lot of money.
Put a sock in it, Mushmouth.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The Biden Justice Department looks at terrorists who are murdering police officers and firebombing cities and says, we don't know if they're bad guys, but they look at moms at a PTA meeting and they say, yep, that is the threat in life. It's nuts.
They are serious. They want to silence us and shut us down. The only thing to do is have a mass exodus from the public school system. That's it.
We're leaving, kids.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. 617 says, insane traffic today here in Massachusetts. I thought Columbus was evil. People seem to like getting his day off, though. You know, that's the thing. It's the same thing with Thanksgiving. You know, I thought Thanksgiving was a deemed now a Eurocentric holiday, promoting and commemorating colonialism and genocide against the Native American population. But I haven't seen people, you know, volunteering to keep the city halls, the town halls, the registries of motor vehicles open on Thanksgiving as a way to show their solidarity against Eurocentric imperialism. No, everybody wants Thanksgiving off. Same with Christmas. Nobody believes in God anymore, but they want what? By God, they want Christmas off, don't they? Funny how that works, isn't it? 844-500-4242. We will be here on Columbus Day, also known as Indigenous Peoples Day. There's another woke outrage for you. Yesterday it was Sean McDonough, the Red Sox radio announcer, getting a lot of grief for rhyming the name of the general manager of the San Francisco Giants, and supposedly that was a nativist or xenophobic or racist or something. Today it turns out that the black city councilor from East Boston, which is a heavily Italian, or once was heavily Italian, not so much now, but still a lot of Italians living in Ward 1 in Boston. She said that the mayor of Boston had erred by moving so precipitously to stop calling it Columbus Day and start calling it Indigenous Peoples Day. She said, I don't have any problem with Indigenous Peoples Day, but why do you have to get rid of Columbus Day? Which seems like a pretty reasonable response, even in wokest Boston. But of course, she's now being denounced. She's a more horrible human being than Sean McDonough. But don't worry, Lydia Edwards. What Sean McDonough was yesterday and what you are today, someone will be worse than you tomorrow. I don't know who it will be, but it'll be somebody. 844-500-4242. Before we go any further, I want to do illegal aliens in the news, the weekend edition. This was yesterday from federal court. A Dominican national, that means an illegal alien, was sentenced today in federal court in Boston for false representation of a Social Security number and theft of government money. How much did he steal, Howie? Well, I'm glad you asked. Ramon Hisiano, 64, formerly of Roxbury, was sentenced to 15 months in prison and 3 years of supervised release. He is ordered to pay restitution of $84,610 and will be subject to deportation proceedings upon the completion of his sentence. He used the identity of a Puerto Rican citizen, stop me if you've heard this one before, to apply for and receive federally funded mass health benefits, also known as Medicaid. He got $58,093 in free health care, this illegal alien from the Dominican Republic. He got $20,780 in Section 8 housing assistance that he was not entitled to. And he received $5,736 in fraudulent pandemic unemployment assistance.
Everything free in America.
That's the biggest one we've gotten in a couple of months from an illegal alien stealing from the feds. $84,610. Continuing with our illegals, aliens in the news weekend update. U.S. Border Patrol agents in Arizona have encountered and arrested an illegal alien convicted of child rape and incest, as the number of arrests of criminal migrants more than doubles from 2019. Yuma sector agents arrested Edgard Antonio Gutierrez Martinez on Monday. Gutierrez Martinez has felony convictions for first-degree child rape and incest.
And I get compliments on the hyphen.
Sure you would, yeah.
Agents turned him over to U.S. Marshals for prosecution that morning. They learned of his convictions when doing a background check, according to CBS 13 in Tucson. Illegal alien in Alabama. From China, charged with setting fire to Alabama church. This is not just any Baptist church. This is the church that's attended by the governor of Alabama, whose name is Kay Ivey. It's the First Baptist Church Montgomery in Montgomery, Alabama. It was allegedly torched by Zioquin Yan, 27 years old, who first arrived in the United States on an F-1 student visa to attend a university in Alabama. Oddly, she decided not to return to China and decided to become an illegal alien instead. And now she has tried to burn down the church that was attended by the Republican governor of Alabama. She caused at least $25,000 worth of damage to the church, which was first founded in 1829, and its existing sanctuary, which she tried to torch, has been around since 1916. So those are some illegal aliens in the news for you today. 844-500-4242. Donald, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Donald.
Yeah, I heard the news at the top of the hour where the so-called rioter got 3 months in jail for grabbing a police officer. But if you shoot an unarmed woman and kill her, nothing happens to you. You don't even get fired.
You get an interview on network television, and you're portrayed as a hero, even though you once were so derelict in your duty that you forgot your gun and left it in a men's room.
I have no problem with the guy being in trouble for grabbing the police officer, because that's not right. But it should work both ways.
Right. Well, yeah, obviously. Well, you heard Ted Cruz in the intro saying that the feds don't see any problem with burning down cities, looting, rioting, but they do see problems with going to school board meetings and complaining. That's it's a very astute observation, obvious though it is, on Ted Cruz's part. Lee, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lee.
Well, it's official. Traffic is worse than it was before COVID, Howie.
You think so, really?
Yeah, right now it is today. But listen, try to get a hold of someone at a state agency. Been trying since noon. I get voicemail and busy signals. I think they're all right here beside me on the highway. it's crazy. You remember you used to say, you know, it's really a four-day weekend? Well, I think it's a four-day weekend for all these Massachusetts employees.
Yeah. The thing is, though, I mean, you know, some of the ones you may be trying to reach, they've basically had the last year and a half off. But here you have some of the people that have actually been working, like the state police and the guards at the prisons at the Department of Correction, And Charlie Parker is basically getting ready to fire them because they don't want to get the vaccination. It's amazing, isn't it? They're going after all the wrong people. Yeah, sorry. And I want to keep playing this sound cut, which was sent to me by one of the affected state workers today. This is Charlie Baker. Again, you have to get a vaccination by October 17th, or they will begin the process of firing you if you work for state government. And a lot of these people, I got no problems with them getting rid of. I mean, they could get rid of whole departments, and nobody would ever miss them. Let's be honest. But, I mean, you need guards. And I have problems with some state police, but most of the state police are okay. And it's horrible that they're going to lose their jobs over this. But and the fact is that Baker said earlier this year he would never do exactly what he's doing now. Cut 31.
The idea that I would kick somebody out of a job, and especially in a kind of economy we have now, because, quote unquote, they wouldn't get vaccinated right away on an EUA-approved vaccine. No, I'm not going to play that game.
That was then, and this is now. So you're fired. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Yes, Howie, good afternoon. I don't know why the state police don't unite. The governor and the lieutenant governor are chauffeured by state police officers.
Yes, they are.
I would think that these officers would refuse that assignment to drive him and Polito. And if you're assigned that against your wishes, I don't see why they just don't go home sick with a cough. Let Baker drive himself and let Polito take the bus down from Shrewsbury. They should get strong and refuse to drive Charlie Baker if he's giving them a hard time.
I think it's an easy assignment, and I don't know why they don't want to protest by not driving him. But again, it's an easy assignment, and there's always going to be people in any organization that go along to get along. But incidentally, speaking of Karen Pay to Play Polito, you know, she's always talking about you know, how people have to wear masks here or there. There's a Turtle Boy Sports, as TB Daily News, as it's now called, has got pictures of her at, I think, Barnstable High School a couple of days ago. All the students are masked up. They take a wide shot, almost like a graduation photo. All the kids are wearing masks. Karen Polito, no mask.
There's a lot at stake here.
It's like she's at her Lake Quinsigamond mansion in Shrewsbury with a kegger party for her nephew and her niece. You know, the rules don't apply to Karen Polito or to the former mayor of Boston, now the labor secretary, who was doing his Ralph Cramden today on the various newscasts trying to explain the unexpectedly poor job numbers. And, of course, by that I mean Walsh Marty, as Joe Biden calls him, Walsh Marty. 844-500-4242. How does our economy determine the value of an item? The price of the world's most valuable commodities are all set at auction. Items such as fine arts, antiques, coins, and classic cars are often priced through auction. The fish you just ate, the textiles that make up the clothes on your back, and the diamond on your finger, all of those items were originally priced through auction. So when it is time for you to sell the most valuable commodity you own, your real estate, of course, why not sell it at auction with J.J. Manning? Our clients are affluent and intelligent decision makers who set the terms and sell their real estate quickly and contingency-free in a competitive auction. There is no stigma and no distress in this process. Recent Howie and Grace Show listeners have seen upwards of 30 qualified buyers competing for their real estate. When you sell real estate, traditionally, you pay the broker commission. But in a J.J. Manning auction, the buyer pays. To learn more on how to get your residential, commercial, or land property sold quickly and contingency-free, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. I'm Howie Carr.
When Howie's on, every radio is a magic radio.
He's always ready with kind words of advice for the up-and-comers in the biz.
I told you this newspaper racket was a dog's life, fellow. Now maybe you believe me. Take these pictures to the Globe and get your $200.
The Howie Carr Show is back.
That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show if you would like to join us. Today's poll question is brought to you by Heirloom Soup Beans. This year, nothing's going to say Merry Christmas like a gourmet heirloom soup bean gift box from Powerful Living. 10 beautiful gourmet heirloom varieties that will bring a taste of sanity back to a world gone crazy. Go to heirloomsoupbeans.com to learn more. Taylor, what is the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Which of the two holdout Democrat senators do you like better, Kyrsten Sinema or Joe Manchin?
Kyrsten Sinema.
51% say Kyrsten Sinema.
You know, it's interesting that I just read a story that apparently it's being reported that Joe Biden has been telling people that Kyrsten Sinema is not even returning some of his phone calls. That, if that doesn't make you like her, I don't know what would. 844-500-4242. So there's a one of these new state, one of these new reps in New York State, and his name is Mondaire Jones, and I think he defeated defeated Elliot Engel in the Bronx. And he's gay, and he went to Harvard, et cetera, et cetera. So you know where he's coming from, but he's really angry about Joe Manchin and the fact that Manchin thinks these crazy bills to just give everybody welfare for life. He can't believe that that Joe Manchin is such a troglodyte that he doesn't believe in just having welfare for anybody in the world who wants to come over here. So this is Representative Mondaire Jones. I guess he's a honorary member of the squad, or he's an apprentice member of the squad. Here he is talking about Joe Manchin. Cut 25.
I appreciate Senator Sanders for calling out the intellectual laziness of Senator Manchin when he said that, you know, I think $1.5 trillion should do it, and we don't want to move towards what he called an entitlement society. I thought we had advanced beyond such outdated notions. And of course, companies, the biggest corporations in America, get the most entitlements. When we look at the tax breaks and the subsidies that are given to the coal industry in West Virginia, for example.
Outdated ideas like, you know, the war on poverty. The war on poverty was fought and won by poverty, and now they want to have a nuclear war on poverty, which will lead to nuclear destruction of everything. But he went to Harvard, and he's a member of multiple protected classes, I should say. Cut 23. This is Mondaire Jones.
You know, Jake, what you call social welfare, I call strengthening our economy. When we talk about high quality, affordable health childcare in this country, the expansion of Medicare to include dental, vision, and hearing, which is a reminder to me of my having watched my grandmother work well past the age of retirement just to pay for the high cost of prescription drugs and medical procedures not fully covered by Medicare. And of course, planet-saving climate action.
Planet-saving climate action by giving people hack jobs and setting up green energy that doesn't work, especially in the winter, or when it's cloudy, or when the wind stops blowing. That'll save the planet. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844 500 800-500-4242. We're just playing some cuts from Mondaire Jones, the rookie congressman from New York, and how he says that it's outdated thinking to say that we can't have welfare for all. And one of the texters says he doesn't want to subsidize companies that employ people to work. He wants to subsidize people not to work. Yeah, that's a good way to sum it up, indeed. And he said his grandma worked long after the age of retirement to pay for her drugs. 978 says, I too will be working long past the age of retirement, but in order to pay for Mondaire's expensive government handouts. Yes, you will. We all will be. 844-500-4242. Something I heard, I sort of brushed it aside because I thought it can't be possible that someone else is saying prescription jugs. But two texters have said they heard prescription jugs too. That's what Joe Biden calls prescription drugs, prescription jugs. But let's hear it one more time to see what he said.
You know, Jake, what you call social welfare, I call strengthening our economy. When we talk about high quality, affordable health child care in this country, the expansion of Medicare to include dental, vision, and hearing, which is a reminder to me of my having watched my grandmother work well past the age of retirement just to pay for the high cost of prescription drugs. And
sounds like jugs to me.
An independent analysis found that my plan will slash the cost of prescription drugs by all while raising their prices on prescription drugs.
Is it in the water? Is it contagious? Is it more or less contagious than
all
COVID-19?
While raising their prices on prescription drugs.
How come Republicans never say prescription jugs? John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Howie, long time fan, long time listener.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. I wanted your opinion. Actually, just two things. I talked to earlier. So the COVID hypocrisy is just ridiculous. I was on the Seaport recently. I walked into the Dunkin' Donuts. I forget what street. And, you know, you got a whole bus of tourists coming in for whatever they're doing at the convention center. Everyone's wearing a mask, and all the signs are down. Even the employees aren't even wearing them. And, of course, I walk in there to get a coffee. I'm standing in line. A woman comes up to me. She's like, where's your mask? I just look around. I'm like, I don't want to wear one. And she just looked at my face, and she's got so mad, like crazy, total absolute care. And I couldn't believe it. Everyone just stood quietly. I'm like, I couldn't believe it. It's the first time I ever experienced this.
You must have led a sheltered life, John. It's the Karens are everywhere, and they still are. And as their religion in some way seems to crumble, they become even more dogmatic. And, you're lucky there wasn't a stake around, John. She would have tried to tie you to the stake and set you on fire like you were Joan of Arc or a witch, you know? I mean, these people are insane. Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242. This was a good piece in the American Thinker today. What if they gave a pandemic and nobody came? And he just summed up a lot of this stuff. What if people weren't subjected to nonstop body count and quote-unquote case tallies? What if they didn't know about the hyper-wrong, grossly inflated death projections in early 2020 from that mathematical virus model and its always wrong author in England? What if we hadn't had a similarly accuracy-challenged little Fauci gnome man spreading fear and hysteria? What if the CDC hadn't illegally changed its death coding requirements in early 2020 to count anyone dying with COVID-19 as dying from COVID-19? What if more people knew that the CDC has stated that the number of deaths due to COVID-19 alone is around 6% of the total deaths claimed, which would be about 42,000 in a nation of 330 million people? What if people knew that the survival rate of those infected with COVID-19 is about 99.7%? What if the hysterical, tyrannical, constitution-abstaining politicians hadn't illegally issued lockdown, masking, and other useless, counterproductive decrees? What if people knew that there has been no justifiable COVID-19 state of emergency in any state? What if politicians, their medical establishment, and media cronies hadn't blocked, censored, and suppressed safe, effective, and cheap medications such as ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine? What if virus-ridden patients in hospitals weren't ordered into nursing homes by brain-dead state governors like Andrew Cuomo? What if billionaire social media tyrants hadn't censored, blocked, and deplatformed bona fide experts who expressed facts and opinions that differed from the COVID hysteria party line? What if people knew that vaccines in past years had been pulled off the market if as few as 30 people died from them? There are so many what-ifs. If the layers of hysteria, greed, political opportunism, monstrous stupidity, and just plain gutless cowardice were peeled back, the conclusion is this: very, very few people would have even known that anything out of the ordinary was going on during this so-called pandemic. Lockdowns, masking, school closures, supply chain disruptions, failed small businesses, unemployment, increased drug use, more suicides, higher crime levels, government spending beyond belief, and a host of other terrible consequences have resulted from the actions of a very few. These actions have affected virtually every single person in the nation. The virus itself affected relatively few. What has been done to so many people by so few fools has been orders of magnitude far worse than anything that the COVID-19 virus has done. What a great column. And it's on Howie's homework, by the way. If you want to find it, the headline is, "What If They Gave a Pandemic and Nobody Came?" Every day we post the stories that I'll be maybe talking about, and this was one of them today. You can go to HowieCarshow.com, and it's right at the top of the page, Howie's homework, and just click, and you can see a bunch of stories that I think are pretty good reading. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
You were talking about the moderate Democrats and how we're really holding out for them to do the right thing. So I was wondering if we should do the right thing and start sending them money and tell them to, hey, we're behind you.
No, I don't think so, Mike. Do you really trust Manchin and Sinema? And there apparently aren't any moderate Democrats in the House of Representatives. They've just been totally eradicated.
Two of the faces of the holdouts.
But you know, the thing is, I just don't trust Manchin or Sinema ultimately. I mean, I'm glad they're holding out, and I was pleased to see Manchin making faces as Schumer was doing his usual haranguing, hysterical pandering that he always does. But I don't know. I don't trust. I'd save your money for Republicans you can trust, Mike, I would say. And I would be very careful about giving money to them either, you know?
Aren't these people showing more backbone than most of the Republicans we've got?
Well, why don't we, I tell you what, Mike, why don't we see how it finally turns out? You know, I mean, if Manchin says, let's compromise and only do $2 trillion, it's still $2 trillion down the rat hole, isn't it?
You're right, but it's not five or six, which they would go after if Manchin wasn't holding them up.
I know. I have to disagree. You could say, I mean, obviously you could do what you want. I'm not going to send Manchin or Sinema any money. I'm not sending any politicians any money right about now, as a matter of fact. I sent $100 to Larry Elder when I thought he had a shot against Gavin Newsom. I don't regret doing that. I wanted to give Gavin Newsom and the rest of those nitwits in California a scare. Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242-617. So my daughter's local private college made all the kids get vaxxed, and they're all testing positive this week. They are pissed. They thought they were forced to get vaxxed so they couldn't get it. They are waking up. Well, tell them to look on the bright side, 617. You know, there's a good chance that it's a false positive. And even if they test positive, it doesn't mean they're going to die. We just read you that. I mean, the, you know, if you you can test positive and be asymptomatic. And even if you're symptomatic and you get sick, it's like a bad cold, especially if you're for most people under the age of 80, especially if they don't have any comorbidities. And we read you that it bears repeating that the New York Times had to run a correction in today's paper. They had said that 900,000 children in the U.S. had been hospitalized for COVID-19. The actual number is 63,000. So they overestimated it or made it up by a factor of 15 times, the New York Times. Very fake news. 844-500-4242. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Howie, two couple things. The state taking the state troopers off the highway is gonna make it much more dangerous. You see cars driving 130 miles an hour, 140 coming down Route 3, going through East Milton Square, right down the Cape at night, motorcycles racing one another. They must have see them on camera. They must know that the New England Medical Journal retracted their support of pregnant women getting the vaccine after 104 spontaneously aborted getting the vaccine. And one more thing, Howie, I'm sure you've heard about Dr. Fauci discussing with his other scientists in October of 2019 what the long-term effects, what the effects would be of having a virus created in China, right, and the effects on the new vaccines and the technology development. It's not a coincidence that 4 months later we have an epidemic. This is like crimes against humanity type stuff, Howie, that they were.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but I mean, Fauci has zero credibility as far as I'm concerned. And when I heard that story yesterday, I put it in my column today about the state police have been having these meetings to discuss their options, and I think the other unions are talking about it too. The other state workers, what they're going to do. But at one of these state police meetings, a female trooper, 8 months pregnant. 8 months pregnant, got up and she was very emotional, and she was saying, I couldn't conceive for the longest time, and I'm getting older. I don't know what's going to happen, and my understanding is my doctor doesn't want me to take the shot, but I'm concerned about my unborn child. But on the other hand, how am I going to support my unborn child if I get fired from the job? And it's a good job, obviously. And she finally caved yesterday and took the vaccine. And, who knows what's going to happen. But I feel so bad for these people. And again, Charlie Parker said he would never do this to people. And now he's doing it to people. For what reason? For what reason? Why is he making a woman in her 30s get a vaccine when the average age in these breakthrough cases, deaths, is 82.3 years? 844-500-4242. Jim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jim.
Howie, good afternoon.
Hi.
Hey, I work for a small business in Plymouth, and there is no mask mandate in Plymouth right now.
Yeah?
I deliver up in Boston a couple nights a week, and I go up there, and there's mask mandates, like, all in the city.
Right.
And I'm in the South End. I'm in the Seaport. I'm, in the financial district. I'm all over the place. And, when I go into these places, even though it might be strange hours, they've got masks, but nobody's wearing masks. They're like, oh, we forgot. Because I'll go in there and I'll forget that I have a mask in my backpack that I have because, I'm not used to wearing it for several months now. And, I'll say, oh, man, I'm sorry, I forgot my mask. And they'll go, oh, geez. And they'll have it and they'll go to put it back on. But then they're like, no, screw it.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a mark of submission, isn't it, Jim? I mean, that's all it is.
Hey, so one quick thing about Cape Cod. I live in Hyannis. And last year, when COVID was ostensibly, at its peak, it was thriving down here at Main Street. There was, hundreds of people, hundreds and hundreds. You'd walk around, people are eating, and they're walking around, and it's crazy. And the summer has been the same. But I think people understand what the mask is for, and the people I see, I'll see a group of eight people maybe walking, and maybe two of them have masks,
right,
and the rest of them don't. And,
I know.
And where I work in Plymouth, we have a retail space, and people come in, and the people that are wearing masks are, clearly there are people that are not well, or they're old, or they're pregnant,
right,
or whatever. Like, I think people like self-organize by judging what their own risk is.
Yeah, I exactly, and that's the way you have to. That's the way you have to operate. You know, you have to. That's the way you should treat your health at all times, whether it's when you're in the midst of a panic or not. Thanks for the call, Jim. To all the listeners who, like me, have an IRA or 401k, I have an urgent warning for you. Our federal debt is now more than $28 trillion. What the government is not telling you is that the Fed is running out of ways to fight this growing burden. Inflation and tax hikes are their only way out. You've seen the 40% increase in gasoline prices since January. Have you tried to buy lumber lately? Have you noticed the shrinking portions in some packaged products at the supermarket? It's all about inflation. In this 1970s-style environment, every month your dollar buys less. So, if you have $50,000 or more in your retirement savings, your money could be at risk. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/HowieCarr to get your free precious metals IRA guide and find out how you can get paid to protect your retirement. That's right, goldco.com/HowieCarr, and the IRA experts at Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. So what are you waiting for? Go to goldco.com/HowieCarr. The experts at Goldco have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect themselves against inflation and tax hikes. That's goldco.com/HowieCarr. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this. On the radio and on the big screen, twice.
I am big. It's the picture that got small.
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. Kayla, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Kayla.
Yeah, great. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to just follow up with the gentleman who says that these are crimes against humanity. There is a doctor and lawyer in Germany named Rainer Fulmich who did a bunch of interviews with experts around the world. And the result of those interviews is that these are absolutely crimes against humanity. There's doctors.
Yeah, but they'd have to be prosecuted. They'd have to be prosecuted by the same governments that have, instituted these ridiculous draconian lockdowns. So they're not going to be prosecuted, Kayla. You know that.
They're not. But there are cases going through the court systems, and they're trying. So they have to find somebody who's not totally corrupt, and that's the problem. It doesn't make them not crimes against humanity.
The correctional officers, basically, their union today, when they announced all these terrible things that the government's going to do, they're going to have the National Guard possibly take over the prisons. They're trying to ask retired guards to come back because they're going to have to get rid of so many people. They just said, we can't win a court case. You can't win a court case. The judges are bought and paid for, Kayla. And it's not just in Massachusetts. It's everywhere. I mean, that's reality.
True, but if we stand up and we say, no, we're not going to do this anymore, and we find ways to live outside their system, they're going to have nothing left. They want to fire everybody who won't take the shot. Well, where are they going to get the money to pay for this $3.5 trillion bill that they're passing? Like, they're going to have no money. They want to fire us all? Fine. We can live without them. They can't live without us, and that's what we all need to remember. Stand together, hold the line, and stop this nonsense.
I know I heard a guy talking today about people living on sailboats off the grid, and I thought that's great, but I personally couldn't live off the grid. What am I going to do? I need to have a job. So do most people. I can't generate my own electricity. I need to be able to pay Florida Power and Light. I'm Howie Carr.